Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining me, Estra, this June 1st, 2013, on Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio and Estra's TV, currently featured on YouTube. This is your car accident show, sharing information and concern that helps you, family, friends, and community from an injured person's perspective, meaning the person hurt in a car accident. Today's topic will be on you and Social Security disability after a traffic collision. For most people, this fork in the road of moving from short-term disability to long-term disability invokes emotion and confusion of where life is going and what it personally means for the future. Also in our program today is personal injury in the news, providing comments on events of the week, my commentary on Social Security disability after a traffic collision, and last but not least, discussion on articles related to our topic. In my opinion, some employers add a clause in their group disability insurance policies that require their long-term insurers to apply for Social Security disability within 6 months after becoming disabled in order to reduce their payments or possibly eliminate the injured's claim entirely. Why do so many give up? Most sick or injured individuals do not have the fortitude, knowledge, or resource to fight for themselves during this process, thus ending up living in poverty. The many insurance companies or corporations made at the expense of their victims earn profits? Where are legislation and protections for the sick or injured? Does Social Security disability currently have the same role it once had in past generations for the poor and middle class? Do insurance companies or corporations have too much control over SSDI? Where does this leave you after being in a car accident with a long-term disability? Let's explore this today on Talking About You with Estra. In this program, your challenges in dealing with insurance companies, self-insured employers, and coping with everyday situations from being involved in a car accident are up for discussion. So dial 718-766-4385. Again, that number is 718-766-4385. Right now, to participate in today's broadcast, someone injured just like you wanting to hear your stories on disability after a car accident is waiting for your call. If you're calling after the show, dial 206-203-4686 to provide your comments or tweets at Estra's Radio Show regarding today's topic. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time or view every Wednesday on Estra's TV on YouTube under user Estra's blog. We're coming to you from Seattle, Washington. Personally, firsthand, I know your situation. I have dealt with insurance companies such as USAA, GEICO, PIMCO, Progressive, Farmers, Allstate, The Hartford, Premier, Blue Cross, United Healthcare, Medicare, likewise insurance companies, Social Security, and employer S&C Leveling Constructors, previously known as Enron. Other notable mentions this week include June 3rd is June Bank Holiday in Ireland, which is a time of fun, relaxation, community events, and exploration. To the people in Ireland, enjoy this week. June 5th is World Environment Day, sponsored by United Nations Environment Program. And from their website, which is www.unep.org.web.theme for this year, it's, quote, the theme for this year's World Environment Celebration Day is Think, Eat, Save. Think, Eat, Save is an anti-food waste and food loss campaign that encourages you to reduce your footprint. According to the UN Food and Agricultural Organization, which is FAO, every year 1.3 billion tons of food is wasted. Let's say that again. 1.3 billion tons of food is wasted. This is the equivalent to the same amount produced in the whole of sub-Sahara Africa. At the same time, one in every seven people in the world go to bed hungry. I have to repeat that. One in every seven people in the world go hungry to bed, and more than 20,000 children under the age of five die daily from hunger. Now that's heartbreaking. 20,000 children under the age of five die daily from hunger. End quote. Who would have known? Our last date is June 6, 1944, which is known as D-Day, the assault on Nazi-occupied France. the National Archives and Record Administration describes it as the greatest invasion force in the history of warfare stormed the beaches of Normandy, France on D-Day, which is June 6, 1944. It was the beginning of a campaign of liberation to eliminate Nazi tyranny over the oppressed people of Europe, and its commander, General Dwight D. Eisenhower, Supreme Commander, Allied Expeditionary Force, called it the Great Crusade. Cheers to those who served and changed the course of destiny. Today we still need courageous and brave individuals. Ante up! Now, for our personal injury in the news this week. These are my views on current events and have no association with the writers of the articles. From time to time, I'll stop, take a moment, and comment on a section. Our first article comes from New York Times, and it's titled, Update, Five Teens Killed in Fiery Car Crash, Identified as Irvine University High School Students. And it's by Bianca Ramirez. Quote, Irvine Unified School officials announced Tuesday they'll deploy extra counselors to do the two schools affected by teens who died in a grisly car crash in Newport Beach on Memorial Day. Four of the victims were students at Irvine High School. Another was a senior at University High, also in Irvine. Spokesman Ian Hannigan said the school district had experienced student tragedy in the past, but never at this magnitude. When you lose a student, it's about the most devastating thing that a campus and a community can go through, Hannigan said. And, you know, to magnify this by five, it's just, you know, I think there'll be a lot of heavy hearts in the days and weeks to come ahead. And the ripple effect is just enormous. Hannigan says that no words yet when memorial ceremonies will be held at the two campuses. Newport Beach police spokesman Kathy Lowell told KPCC she believes speed was a factor in the incident. We believe speed was a contributing factor in the accident, and we are looking into any other factors that may have caused this vehicle to leave the roadway and strike a tree in the center median. Lowe said investigations are still trying to determine how fast the car was going. The Orange County Sheriff's Department says the coroner plans to perform autopsies on the victims on Thursday. I'm just going to end the article goes on, and you can go out to our Facebook, Estra's Block Tip, and talking about you with Estra and read more of the details. You know, most people have faced the loss of a fellow student prior to or at graduation. The reality of human fragileness comes front and center. It's a memory most of us will never forget. Life is precious. Make sure to let those people you care about know it. Don't put off dreams of today until tomorrow. My heart goes out to those family and friends. It's going to take a while to get one's balance after such a tragic event. You know, cars are, they're kind of like two-edged swords. They can be really helpful and help you accomplish the things that you want, but as we saw in this case, they can also be deadly. So it's really difficult when it's people of, I guess it's difficult at any age, but it's really difficult when the younger that the victims are, and they're definitely young in this case. Our second personal injury in the news comes from OregonLive.com, and the title is Burlesque Performer Killed in Party Bus Crash, 10 Others Injured in Accident Near San Francisco. And actually, the article comes from Huffington Post. The article is written by Christian Gaston. Quote, a noted burlesque performer was killed early Sunday morning in a party bus crash on Highway 101 in Burlingame, California, that injured at least 10 others, according to local reports. While authorities have yet to confirm the name of the 36-year-old woman who was pronounced dead at the scene, the San Francisco Chronicle identified the car accident victim as burlesque performer Sarah Klein, who goes by the stage name Sparkly Devil. California Highway Patrol Officer Art Montiel told the Associated Press that 43-year-old Raul Padilla, Klein's husband, was driving at the time when he appeared to collide with the highway's center divider, stopping in oncoming traffic. The car was then hit by a party bus carrying 18 passengers. Oh boy. Two other vehicles were also involved in a chain reaction accident. Padilla, who was critically injured in the accident, is suspected of driving under the influence. He is currently being treated at Stanford Medical Center. End quote. That has to be a very painful awakening for this man when he, if he was driving under the influence, and the impact of his actions are impacting, you know, 20 plus people possibly, and the loss of his wife might, you know, that's going to be pretty devastating. So unfortunately, every day we get up, we do the same things. Perhaps that's what he was doing in his case, and nothing happened, and he thought everything was going to be great. Unfortunately, days are, every day is a different day, even though we may do similar things and we think it's the same day. It just may not turn out that way, and that's why we have to stay alert and take precautions. Most of us don't have these type of traumatic events happen in our lives every day, so we don't necessarily believe that it's going to happen to us. But unfortunately, for 1,000 people a day, it does happen. And you just, sometimes you can't know something's going to happen, yet you still have to make sure that if you're drinking or driving, and there's other things other than alcohol today, any other drug, you have to be really careful if you're getting behind the wheel. Each day, people who are well known to others and those who are hardly known are involved in traffic collisions, and often one becomes very comfortable in one's own car, traveling down typical pathways. Many car accidents happen within 25 miles of home. Do not become too comfortable with your surroundings while driving. You will need to be alert to spot the unexpected, and you'll have to be reasonably sober. So, a word to the wise, make sure that when you're behind the wheel, you realize that's a major responsibility, because you're not only going to be impacting yourself, but the other people that you're going to see on the road. Now for my commentary on you and Social Security disability after a traffic collision. Each and every day, as I've said before, individuals and families wake up performing their daily routines like life is going to be ordinary. Yet for 1,000 plus of these individuals, life will be changed today. Perhaps this is a good thing, because I suspect it would be difficult constantly worrying about what disaster is going to happen. Thankfully, most of us make it through days, weeks, months, or even years with only minor or major issues that do not drastically change our way of life. But sadly, some of us do have a life-altering experience. And when this happens, it tests how well we prepared for the unexpected. In previous generations, we could depend on employer benefits, insurance policies we had been paying premiums on, savings, and family support. In my opinion, the majority of people realized the importance of self-respect and integrity. Doing the right thing was held in high esteem. There was an accountability for one's actions, and scoundrels were looked down upon. From my perspective, these values held the fabric of our society together for the majority of people. When someone was injured in a car accident, the networks around the individual worked together in hopes of restoring some balance to the individual or family life. Friends, community, employers, state and federal resources all chipped in. We indeed felt like we were our brother's keeper. But something happened. The focus turned from we to I. Employers began looking out for more of themselves and less for their employees, eradicating to a large degree employee loyalty, forcing them to take a more of an I approach to their jobs. Individuals began to think more about their lives than those around them. Sometimes this included their partners or children, or even parents for that matter. Many people began to reach for fame and fortune at the expense of all else, thinking life would become better. But did it? Then a dream-shattering experience happened in a generation where I has been the focus for many instead of we. Employers pay more attention to their bottom line, insurance companies to their investors, Couples separated because they don't want to be held down by the burdens of the injuries of their partners. Governments have been shaken down by the politics of corporate America, and Social Security disability is no longer the safety net it once used to be. In my opinion, this is a snowballing effect from moving from a society of we, the people, to I, the person. From my perspective, there should be room for both we and I to provide a balanced life. Is this a case of doom and gloom? Not really. It is my belief that many people who end up being on the short end of the stick begin to realize the value of being a we more than I. An example of this can be seen in our most recent problems of the day from New York, New Jersey Shores, home foreclosures, recession, sequestration, and the list goes what? On and on. Fortunately, many people still hold to the value of being their brother's keeper. Everyday heroes are seen. It is up to each person to stand and speak out for things that will make our society a better place to live for all of us. Many people are now ruled by fear and stand by idly by allowing suffering at the expense of many for the greed of a few. This is not the time to be afraid. No one else can stand in your place. Your courage fills that spot. It's lack of action that creates tragedy and despair. In some cases, change comes by the choices you make. So what can you expect today if you've been injured in a car accident? Since we are primarily living in an I society, your employer will more than likely try to throw you under the bus after approximately 2 years of paying out your long-term disability policy. And unfortunately, the legislation Congress enacted, ERISA, allows you very little recourse. Your employer group long-term disability policy may require you to apply for Social Security disability. Some hope that you will be denied and thus deny your claim. Are private company disability policies governed to play by the same rules as Social Security disability, or have they been granted a whole new set of rules? Rules not necessarily in the best interest of employees. Furthermore, your auto insurance company may pay lost wages for several months before looking for ways not to, which may leave you in a very bad place at a time when injured. Has hitting a person when they are down become fair play in today's society of eyes? Not only has the injured gotten a raw deal from being hurt, but perhaps the real screw has not even begun. Poor middle-class people used to be able to rely on at least Social Security disability in case disaster strikes, surprisingly. Each paycheck, a premium on the insurance policy, is paid. In past generations, this prevented many people from falling into abject poverty. It would cover basic necessities of food, housing, and utilities, and it was available for most sick or injured people. The insurance program was out of reach from Wall Street in the beginning and was holding its own weight, in other words, was sufficient. However, the average Social Security disability benefit does not go half as far, if you can even get it. Most benefits will not cover housing alone in most parts of the country, not to mention food or utilities. The disabled now have to be concerned with how they are going to survive each month, their injuries, and the impact on their life. By this time, many employers have exited the scene, taking with them the LTD benefits of their now ex-employees, typically. If employers are required to pay out benefits instead of imploding policies with clauses which allow them passes to get out of paying, these resources would normally allow sick and injured people to survive by providing desperately needed resources that employees paid premiums to have. In my opinion, this would also apply to auto insurance companies too. Many individuals are glad they are receiving Social Security disability because if they did not have it, they would have next to nothing. Most people live paycheck to paycheck and make less than $25,000 a year, which in our society is difficult to live on. A majority of disabled live in poverty. Unnecessarily, for the most part, I must add, if they receive the additional benefits from employers and insurance companies. Why does Social Security disability bear the brunt of caring for the disabled? In my opinion, it's back to the I phenomenon, and the we suffers. Not all Social Security offices are created equal. Power in the hands of some individuals is a very dangerous thing, especially if it impacts your life in this fragile state. Let's hope at some point Social Security begins to rein in this type of behavior. But until then, post reviews online. It may be worth its weight in gold to go to an office that treats its patrons with respect and dignity, and where honesty is a valued commodity. Many Social Security disability attorneys navigate through the process well, but make sure to review their credentials and online comments about their work. It may well be worth the cost. Social Security disability benefits can be stopped just as your employer's LTD and wage loss from your auto insurance. Unfortunately, today, in my opinion, counting on any of these resources may set you up for a big financial fall. Saving is important because you never know what any of these companies will do. Social Security performs reviews on your claims periodically. At some point, you may also be under surveillance. With any of these organizations, communicate only the facts of your case. Be your best advocate. Do the best that you can. Continue to heal. And realize their agendas will rise to the surface, especially if not in your best of interest. Regardless, do not give up. Keep the faith and a good attorney. Again, comments on the articles reviewed today are my opinions and have no association with the writers. I will be making comments from time to time throughout it. Our first article comes from thegazette.com, and the title of the article is Employee Benefits Lacking in U.S. Compared to Some Countries, and it's by Ricardo Lopez with the Los Angeles Times. Quote, Memorial Day unofficially launched thousands of summer vacations, but about a quarter of all Americans were not getting paid while they soaked up some rest and relaxation. A study said the United States is the only, I repeat that, the United States is the only advanced economy that does not require paid vacation days or holidays. The report released by the Center for Economic and Policy Research revisited a 2007 study that compared the United States with nearly two dozen other countries and also found it to be the only nation that does not require paid vacation or holidays. The recession-battered U.S. has not closed the gap since 2007, the center's researchers said. A few companies have boasted employee benefits even as the economy has recovered. Relying on business to voluntarily provide paid leave just hasn't worked, said John Smith, senior economic economist and co-author of the report. I just want to stop here for just a moment. Fortunately, in my opinion, this follow-throughs with your disability insurance policy, your LTD group policy from your employer, in my opinion, which also, from my perspective, also ends up impacting your Social Security disability. The study's author reported that a number of European countries guarantee the workers at least 20 paid vacation days per year. France legally requires 30 paid vacation days. Canada and Japan guarantee at least 10 vacation paid days per year. So, this is me here. In my opinion, this is saying something about our private industry. You're seeing how Wall Street and execs are getting off the chart increases in salary, making lots of bucks, and you're still seeing that 30-year flat payment of wages to poor and middle class, who many are on the brink of not being able to survive. By the time you get to Social Security, the actual amount of income you could have actually been making and the actual amount you would be receiving on disability would be substantially different if we had, in my opinion, a fair system for people who are working that are poor and middle class. Okay, I'm going to go on. The report also tallied the average number of paid vacation and holidays provided to American workers in the private sector. The total, 16, would not meet the minimum required by law in 19 countries. I'll repeat that. The total, 16, would not meet the minimum required by law in 19 countries. And this is my comment here. And we actually think that we're a number one country when we don't even take care of the people who propel us to that level. Okay, I'm going to go on. The lack of paid time off is most accurate for low-wage workers and employees working for small businesses. The lack of paid time off is most acute for low-wage workers and employees working for small businesses, according to the report, which found that 49% of low-wage workers have paid vacation compared to 90% of higher-wage workers. Representative Alan Grayson, Democrat, Florida, has introduced a bill that would require employers to provide 1 week of paid vacation annually. The bill, which would amend the Fair Labor Standards Act, has most recently been referred to the House Committee on Education and the Workforce, end quote. You know, I would just like to say I really appreciate a lot of the stance that Representative Alan Grayson takes as far as helping the average person. And if I were you, I would definitely contact your House representative and say, please help Alan Grayson get this through. People need at least 1 week of vacation. They're actually not being able to actually afford to live. They're not actually getting any time, any paid vacation off. And most of them are doing an excellent job and are certainly not getting the wages that they deserve. So this is something that you can act upon. This is how you can put your input in. The actual phone number for them up on my website or go to my Twitter account of Estra's radio show or Estra's Blog Tip or Estra's TV. You can also Google search and make sure that you get the number to call because it's very important. It might take you just a moment or two of your time, but just imagine low-income wage earners being able to get a week's vacation. Can you imagine what that would mean to their lives? Just think if it were you, what it would mean to yours. Our next article comes from CNN Money New York, and the title is Senior Citizens Struggle with Mounting Debt, and it's by Tammy Lubai. Quote, it used to be that many Americans entered retirement having paid off their mortgage and most of their other debts. This should have been senior citizens' golden years. I need to stop here for just a moment already because, in my opinion, the reason why we don't see this is because we've had 30 years of stagnated wages, and that if actual workers had been paid what they should be when they actually arrived into their golden years, they would have had more money saved. I'm going to go on, folks. Nowadays, more and more people over the age of 65 are struggling with mounting debt levels, fueled primarily by mortgages and credit cards. The average debt held by senior citizens has ballooned to $50,000 in 2010, up 83% since 2001, according to the Federal Reserve data crunched by the Employee Benefit Research Institute. They had more debt in their working years, and they carried it over into retirement, says Craig Copeland, senior research associate of the Institute. Much of this is due to an increase in housing-related debt. Families headed by someone at least 60 years old had the largest increase in average mortgage debt in terms of the percentage between 2000 and 2012, according to St. Louis Federal Reserve. I need to stop again. Before this time, you didn't see a lot of banks out there trying to do second mortgages, or you saw that big scandal where they were charging all those high interest rates to people who couldn't actually even afford to be into the houses. So you've seen them actually, to me, in my opinion, Wall Street used this as a way of sucking up a lot of the resources from the people who really needed them. Okay, I'm going to go on. It's not because more older Americans bought homes, said Bill Edmonds, an economist with the St. Louis Fed. Instead, they borrowed big against their houses. Some took out home equity loans while others refinanced and took out cash, but also extended the term of their mortgages. Money was easily available for the credit crisis in 2008, and it was cheap. Some senior citizens used the funds to make home repairs, pay for vacations, or help their children, while others put the proceeds in the stock market, figuring they could make a lot of money. Only 24% of homeowners over the age of 62 had mortgage debt in 1992, but that figure soared to 45% in 2010. Virtually everyone borrowed more because of availability and incentives, said Copeland. Surprisingly, older people got the bug, too. Credit card debt has also become more pervasive among seniors. One-third of them are relying on plastic to cover basic living expenses, according to Demos, a public policy organization that advocates for lower and middle-class Americans. Don't we need that today? That's my little remark. Some consumers advocate that the increasing debt load among the elderly could pose big problems, especially since seniors are more likely to have growing medical costs and less likely to still be working. If people are relying on credit cards to pay living expenses, it's difficult to see how that turns out if they aren't earning additional income, says Amy Traub, senior political analyst of Demos. Increased debt loads have forced some seniors to keep working. Janice Jessup, 79, collects Social Security and also works as a real estate agent in Virginia Beach. But she says her Social Security checks are not enough to cover her expenses, so she racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt in recent years to get by and to fund her business. I just have to stop here for a minute. What kind of society promotes behaviors that would cause their seniors to be placed in a position like this in their golden years? To me, this is another example of moving from the I's instead of being a we society. I'm going to go back in. If you don't have income, you have to draw from something, said Jessup, who has taken a vacation at least 7 years, who hasn't taken a vacation in at least 7 years. I don't see myself paying it off, and that's scary, end quote. And I personally believe, in my opinion, not only are seniors in this situation, baby boomers are in this situation. And I personally believe, with the way in which even new graduates are coming out into jobs that are minimum wage paying or low paying jobs, this is something that's going to be continuing, where this 1% is still making all the money. And the only way, in my opinion, this is really going to change, and if you get disabled, for that money to be there if you need it, is for people to stand up and say, we are not going to do this anymore. Wall Street, you can't have all our money. You can't make all the rules. This is not your country alone. This is the United States of America. It belongs to all of us, and we all should be treated fair and with dignity, with fair wages, fair housing, fair being able to eat food that we know is food and not genetically made up of something else, to reduce the pollution that is just making a fast buck for a few. It really is time for change. And the only way that's going to happen is, you listeners, is to say, okay, I get it. I see what's happening. I'm not going to be afraid anymore. I'm going to stand up and say, Congress, change the rules. Stop just working in the hands of lobbyists and do something about our problems. That's going to be the only way, after a car accident, that there'll be resources available in Social Security, is if you, the people, stand up and say, the way in which our system is set up, it's broken, and we really need to take it back to where it's working for all of us. Whatever your experience is with processing your claim through Social Security disability, don't give up on yourself. You did not expect your life to take a turn for the worse when injured in a car accident. And good things can come your way just as quickly as the unfortunate. So keep your chin up, be determined to fight. In my opinion, today's systems are set up against the injured and sick. Many spend too much time and use the little money they have in attempts to stay afloat, while those who should be paying out benefits delay, deny, or roll it into their profits. From my perspective, if there are strong ties between big businesses and Social Security, poor and middle-class people will be at a disadvantage to receive the services past generations were confident that they could get. Pay close attention to legislation Congress is attempting to pass regarding Social Security. Where things go from here are up to each one of us by standing up for our rights, and collectively, that means more we than I. In this way, what we've gained by past generations is not lost in a single one. That's it for our show today. We've enjoyed you being with us. Be back here next Saturday so we can continue our conversation. Remember to like Talking About You with Esther or Esther's Blog Tips on Facebook while looking at today's link. We want to extend a special thank you to Audacity, InternetArchives.org, Force M, Jamendo, Docta, Image, and Instrumental Praise, articles that made our time more interesting. Make sure to visit them at their websites. Using Music for Comfort After a Car Wreck is our show for next week. Is your life filled with chaos after a car accident? Seems like daily peace is hard to find? Try using music to calm and soothe yourself after a distressing or painful day. I understand your situation and want to hear your questions and concerns. So let's talk. Tune in every Saturday at 11 a.m. for Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio. Come talk, come listen, where you can just be yourself. Also visit Estra's TV on YouTube, user Estra's Blog, every Wednesday for videos. Thank you for joining me, Estra. Have a great weekend. It's really all up to you. The information contained on Talking About You with Estra is not all inclusive in assisting individuals in discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of free speech has allowed Estra's radio show and her opinions, in addition to her guests and callers, which reflect life experiences. Talking About You with Estra is in no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing at P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington, 98168. Thank you.